Pam's breath escaped her as she ran down a dark alley. The broken glass that pierced the bottom of her left foot wedged itself deeper and deeper into the sole of her foot with each fearful stride. She jerked her head over her right shoulder to check behind her. Oh my God. He's going to catch me. Lord, please help me. Pain shot up her leg from her foot. She was almost dragging the leg behind her. Quicksand couldn't feel harder to push through. Pam's strength was draining from her body like blood oozing from a wound. 1, 2, 3 bullets whisked over her head. A fourth bullet pierced her leg, bore through the muscle, into the bone, and forced her to the ground. Like a wounded animal, she howled as the pain claimed her body and blood gushed from the hole in her leg. That's right, man. Take that thief down. Let's cut her hands off, too, before we kill her. Heavy footsteps echoed ominously within inches of her death seemed imminent. Her sight faded as the tall man with a broad chest and glasses loomed above her. Help me, please. Somebody help me. Pam's desperate cries echoed in her ears, yet they felt distant, as if they were coming from far away. Panic surged through her as she caught glimpses of shadows closing in around her. I'm so sorry. I'll give it back, I promise. Please don't do this, she pleaded, her voice trembling with fear and desperation, hoping for a shred of mercy in the menacing darkness. She felt the cold steel barrel of the gun pressed hard into her forehead. The sound of the bullet that dropped into the chamber took her breath. The sound of the gunshot was the last thing she heard, and the bullet piercing her brain stole her life instantly.